Once again, here's a traffic advisory bulletin from our WNBC newsroom. The Lincoln Tunnel has been closed to all westbound traffic. No traffic from Manhattan to New Jersey will be allowed through the tunnel until further notice. The closing was necessitated by stalled traffic on the snowbound New Jersey Turnpike. Once again, the Lincoln Tunnel has been closed to all westbound traffic. That is traffic from Manhattan to New Jersey.
Just leave your dime out of the pier's bonnet too. Lean back and stay a while out of the pier's bonnet too.
Morgan, wishing you happy William Henry Harrison's birthday. And why not? We celebrate Lincoln's birthday this Wednesday, so someone should observe the fact that today, February the 9th, was the birth date of the 9th President of the United States. So I observe it. Fortunately, Hallmark doesn't make a card for it, so greetings. So, music. Paul Anka. Good night, my love.
To me, before you go, there's just one thing I'd like to know. If your love is still warm for me, or has it gone cold?
This food is great.
I know, but I am paying for it with heartburn and gas.
Don't you carry Digel with you?
Digel?
Sure. When you eat too well, demand Digel.
Why?
Because Digel is the extra action antacid.
What do you mean?
Well, the Digel gives you more complete relief. Digel not only neutralizes excess acid, it has the extra action of simethicone, which breaks up bubbles of gas. Here, I've got some Digel tablets with me. They'll fix you up fast.
Thanks.
Comes in liquid, too, at all drug counters. D-I-G-E-L, Digel. Now, don't forget it.
What?
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
Boy, will I ever.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
Monitor searched far and wide for unusual commuter problems this weekend, and then we discovered some very close to home. Reporter Linda Sutter commutes from Washington, and here's her solution to that problem.
The most convenient way of traveling between Washington and New York has been the airplane. That is until a month ago when the Penn Central Company unveiled its new electric supertrain. Its official name is the Metroliner, but someone nicknamed it Supertrain, and now that I've ridden it, I think Supertrain suits it better. It travels the 226 miles between New York and Washington in 2 hours and 59 minutes, with five stops. It averages 80 miles an hour, but at times goes 110 and faster. And sitting in the train, the ride is smooth and there's no feeling of going that fast. Since there are six coaches, holding only 308 passengers. But tomorrow there'll be another train, making two each way, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. In four of the coaches, there's a snack bar selling drinks and sandwiches. In the other two, called Metro Clubs, there are individual seats with separate tables for writing or eating quite a good steak dinner, which the porter can produce on 5 minutes' notice. And believe it or not, each coach has its own telephone, so passengers can call anyone anywhere in the country. All in all, a luxurious experience, and it's as cheap or cheaper than flying. And you can see actual scenery right out your window. You don't have to peek 30,000 feet down through the clouds. For those who feel happier earthbound than airborne, there's no more flight fear. And with all the air traffic delays nowadays, this train is probably as fast as flying. But better than all of that, you can ride the super train with full confidence that you won't end up in Havana. This is Linda Sutter for Monitor.
The stars don't need the sky. I won't love you longer than the day I die. You don't please me when you squeeze me, no, not much.
And you're not much. And you're on the Monitor Beacon. One of the sure ways to get a laugh in New York City is to mention the Long Island Railroad. It's replaced Brooklyn for funny. It's not so funny to the commuters who have to ride it. Monitor survey of commuter problems continues now with a report by Jim Eyre, NBC News. Well, Jim doesn't feel like making a report right now. We'll come back to him later after he gets off the train. Connie Francis and the Wedding Cake.
Don't be troubled about me, 'cause I'm tired from working around the house when day is done. Don't think you failed me, 'cause you can't afford that dishwasher to make my life more fun. You know the measure of a man is much more than just the money he can make. And every woman knows love, joy, and tears come with the wedding cake. The wedding cake is not all icing and love and tender whispers in the dark. One slice is concern for all your dreams, pray they won't come true and break your heart. Another slice is feeding kids and wiping noses, crying when the doorbell rings, and there are roses. Every woman knows a lot of give and take comes with the wedding cake. It's based on shadows of the future, praying they will fall away as we walk toward them, searching for the sun. And it's long and anxious hours with the wolf at the door, hugs and kisses when at last we see the dawn. So when the hands of time trace tiny lines upon our face and lace our hair with strands of gray, we'll laugh and sing for all who will partake. It all comes with the wedding cake. Yes, for all who will partake, it all comes with the wedding cake. Yes, for all who will partake, it all comes with the wedding cake.
Well, the Long Island Railroad has just pulled in, and here's Jim Eyre with his report.
Of the approximately 2 million people who work in mid-Manhattan, more than 400,000 live outside of New York City and commute to and from their jobs in Manhattan's Central Business District. And more than 100,000 travel on the Long Island Railroad. They do so to avoid bumper-to-bumper traffic jams on the Long Island Expressway, which has become known as the world's longest parking lot. But now the Long Island Railroad is the object of commuter wrath to the extent that some public officials predict that a commuter riot is imminent. A half dozen commuters were arrested in one recent week for refusing to show commutation tickets to Long Island Railroad conductors. This in protest against late, canceled, cold, unlighted, and overcrowded trains. They were officially charged with theft of service, but they replied, "What service?" Many a cold morning has found workbound commuters waiting for trains that never came because they were canceled by shop supervisors who deemed them unsafe or inoperative. And homebound commuters often find the trains, which aren't canceled for one nebulous reason or another, an hour or more late. And when they do arrive, they often have no heat, light, or they're overcrowded due to other cancellations. Well, officials of the state-owned railroad blame the 1,500-member Trainmen's Union for work slowdowns, this in a protest attempt to get a new work contract, which the railroad says it can't afford. But the union says it's the state's fault because it doesn't know how to run a railroad. Meanwhile, irate passengers have formed several commuter organizations to boycott the railroad by hiring buses to bring them into Manhattan and back to their Long Island homes. And there are threats that the boycotts will grow in the weeks ahead. This is Jim Eyre reporting for Monitor.
Well, the commuter protesters will have to take the day off if they want to protest tomorrow, because the Long Island isn't going to run at all.
Plymouth Sail is here for you. I will win you over before we're through. Deals on everything that's great, so be sure to make a date. Yeah, make it now. Make it now.
You know, you really should make a date to see what Plymouth's up to now. It's
the Great Plymouth Sale, and the buys are just great. You'll find specially equipped Fury models with many popular extras at special prices, and there are great values on specially equipped Belvedere, Barracuda, and Valiant models, too. Take it from me, Petula Clark. When Plymouth has a sale, well, it isn't just good, it's great.
Just look what Plymouth's up to now. The Great Plymouth Sale now.
College Poll this week gets into the area of love and romance, conventional style. Bill Ryan, NBC News, reports.
When to marry is the question College Poll asked for this report. It turned out to be a subject the poll found was more on the minds of the female than the male college students. Most college women think the ideal age for marriage is between 21 and 22, a narrow margin. If you'll remember that most ladies graduate from college at about age 21 and a half, it seems the girls expect wedding bells to sound almost simultaneously with the awarding of their diplomas. Most college men feel the ideal age for marriage is 25, about 4 years after they are graduated, at most 2 years after graduate school. There is a conflict in those figures, and there must be a reconciliation. College poll figures show that social activity plays an important role in the selection of colleges by co-eds, and most college girls prefer to date men only one class above them. Well, that helps narrow the age gap by at least a year. But if the timetable of male-female preferences is to work, the ladies must delay their plans or the men accelerate theirs. Dates and dating are very important on campus, and Cupid and Valentine's Day are somewhat powerful when one is young and in college. College poll statistics show chances are wedding bells will be ringing closer to graduation day than the college man suspects. This is Bill Ryan, NBC News, for Monitor.
So what else is new? I guess college students haven't changed as much as we think. Peter Nero and the Look of Love. If you're in Martinsville, Virginia, I hope the weather's fine, and I know you're listening to Monitor on WMVA. Whatever your station, stay tuned. There's more Monitor, and my name is, well, come back. We'll discuss it.
Now, that's the show. Rowan and Martin and the Four Seasons, those are the guests. This is Roscoe. Join us next week on NBC Radio.
How many pennies do you have in your pocket right now? Well, Wetson's would like to trade you hamburgers and cheeseburgers for pennies. Sounds like a good deal? Well, it is. Just bring your pennies to Wetson's during their Washington's Birthday Penny Sale on Saturday, February the 22nd. For every Wetson's hamburger or cheeseburger you buy at regular price, Wetson's will give you another one for just 1 cent. In Freeport, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 35 East Sunrise Highway. In Roslyn, Long Island, a Wetson's located at 1045 Northern Boulevard. For the Wetson's nearest you, check your phone book.
WNBC News tells you what you want to know when you want to know it. First.
Range safety arm light on.
Right. Affirmative.
Range ready?
Ready.
Water system ready?
This is Frank Gorin. For fast, factual, frequent news reports, join me and the WNBC News staff right here. This is the place, WNBC Radio 660.
Early afternoon is the best time for it. The Jack Hayes Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 31 degrees in New York and still snowing. The Shore Parkway's westbound exit to 4th Avenue is closed. Also closed was the Shore Parkway's entrance to the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. The FDR Drive is closed from 66th Street to South Ferry. The Belt Parkway, also snowbound, is closed in both directions from Knapp Street in Sheepshead Bay to Pennsylvania Avenue in Canarsie. Snow on runways at all three major metropolitan airports has caused cancellation of flights throughout the day. The New York City Police Department Safety Division has issued an appeal to the public asking motorists not to use their automobiles under any circumstances unless it's absolutely necessary and an emergency. The appeal was issued after reports from various locations that it's necessary to close off many highways because of stalled cars which have jammed traffic for miles. The condition which tied up automobiles leaving Kennedy Airport to the Van Wyck Expressway has been cleared up by police tow trucks. This after traffic had backed up for miles and cars were stalled for about 2 hours. Among other locations on highways that were tied up was the Belt Parkway in both directions, as we mentioned, from Knapp Street in Sheepshead Bay to Pennsylvania Avenue in Canarsie. 11 persons have been injured after an interstate bus apparently skidded, spun around several times, and struck a retaining wall on the major Deegan Expressway. The accident scene is near 230th Street in the Bronx. 9 other passengers claimed injuries were treated at 3 Bronx hospitals and later released. The bus was bound from Brewster, New York to Manhattan. The forecast, snow accumulating up to 6 to 8 inches, possibly 10 inches in the suburbs by late this afternoon, before tapering off to snow flurries toward evening and gradually ending early tonight. A heavy snow warning remains in effect. It'll be quite windy and cold with temperatures this afternoon near 30, a low tonight in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness, windy and cold with a high around 30. It's now 31 degrees and snowing in New York. Once again, the top story. Police have surrounded an apartment building at 150 East 93rd Street in Manhattan, where a man is reported barricaded with a rifle. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Here's Monitor. Morgan here. A couple minutes ago, I said something about the Long Island Railroad not running tomorrow, and the railroad called and said wrong. They will be running tomorrow in normal fashion. Well, if you don't live in New York, you don't know what normal fashion is. Anyway, this week a research team reported that men can control their own blood pressure if they're trained to. At Harvard, 20 male college students took part in the experiment. It's complicated, but the devices they used, well, they're flashes of light, and then they projected slides of the centerfold pictures from Playboy magazine. You see? Scientific study doesn't have to be dull. Here come the music. Four Jacks and a Jill, A Stone in My Shoe.
I was a-hurrying through the park to get home before it got too dark. Then because of the pain in my toe, found I had to walk a little slow. Then somebody said, how'd you do? Say, you think you got a stone in your shoe? Though it's like a boulder lean upon my shoulder while I find the little stone in your shoe. Ooh, a stone in my shoe. If it wasn't for the stone, I would have never met you. Ooh, a stone in my shoe. If it wasn't for the stone, I would have never met you. Thank you. known, I would have never met you. Ooh, a stone in my shoe. If it wasn't for the stone, I would have never met you. Ooh, a stone in my shoe. If it wasn't for the stone, I would have never kissed you. Ooh, a stone.
Stay right here on NBC.
In just a minute, we'll have today's first progress report on the Bob Hope Desert Golf Classic. Brought to you by Chrysler Corporation.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer Care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand-new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation. Because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind, to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same. And that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer soon.
Now, the Bob Hope Desert Classic. A slight pause while we switch to the Indian Wells Country Club in Palm Desert, California.
This is Frank Dill. We have a new leader in our tournament. Billy Casper has taken the lead. He is 12 strokes under par through 12 holes today. He's picked up 3 strokes on par since the round began. Second, 1 stroke behind Casper, Dave Hill, who just eagled the 14th hole about 15 minutes ago. Hill has now played through 15 holes. He's 11 under par. Art Wall, also 11 under par. At 10 under is Jack Montgomery. At 9 under, Dean Beeman, who broke the course record today at Indian Wells with a 62, 10 shots under par. Also at 9 under, Orville Moody and Gene Littler. The leader beginning today's play was Frank Beard. He has lost 3 strokes to par and is now 8 under for the tournament, 4 shots behind our present leader, Billy Casper. Only the pros are playing in today's fifth and final round under perfect weather conditions. The amateurs have joined the galleries after 4 rounds of pro-am play. Comedian Don Adams came to our monitor microphone. Don Adams of Get Smart fame. Don, what's your secret to this game of golf, huh?
That's the funniest question I've ever heard. My secret. I don't have any secret. I just get out and I don't get to play enough. You see, the secret to this game is that you got to play every day. And if you don't play every day, there's no possible way in the world that you can have a consistent groove swing.
Last year, I watched you on the practice tee at Bermuda Dunes, and you had a pretty good fade groove then. You still got that, baby?
I have the fade, I have the hook, I have the slice, I have the dribble, I have the skull, and I have the ski. There's one shot missing from my bag of tricks, and that's a straight, long ball. I haven't found that one yet.
You get all the shots except one. How's about your putting?
I'm a great putter. If I couldn't putt, I would take up tennis, because that's the only thing that saves me in this game.
Don, good luck in today's round.
Thank you very much, Frank.
That was Don Adams before our monitor microphone, before he teed off in yesterday's fourth round. Vice President Spiro Agnew is here, representing former President Eisenhower, and he'll make the presentation of the Eisenhower Trophy and the $20,000 first prize check at the completion of today's final round. At the moment, it appears that Billy Casper, 12 under par for the tournament, has the inside track, followed by Dave Hill and Art Wall at 11 under. This is Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
We'll have further progress reports throughout the day, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation. Now a word from Plymouth.
Hello, I'm Petula Clark. Ready for something great? Then listen to this. The Great Plymouth Sale is happening now, with specially equipped models and special values on many extras. Drop by your Plymouth dealers today. Just look what Plymouth's up to now.
Just look what Plymouth's up to now.
Reason for living, nothing can take our love away. You are my one desire, you set my heart afire with everything you do and say. It's all happening for you and me, you and me. said you'd come on back to me. Can't you see? We never thought that a love could be so wonderful for you and me. You and me, it's all happening for you and me. You and me, we'll go walking in the park again. Can't you see? A love like ours can go on forever, and there will just be you and me. You are my reason for
Bing. Did you hear that? That's Leapy Lee. He'll come if you send him a ticket. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Brenda Lee sings Johnny One Time.
So he told you that you're the dream that he's been searching for. And he told you that you've never met anyone like you before. And I can hear him telling you your lips taste just like cherry wine. But didn't tell you that he's known as Johnny One Time. Did he tell you that your heart would soon become another trinket on his bracelet of broken hearts? Did he tell you that the morning sun would find you patching up your shattered pride and searching for the missing parts? Did he tell you that he's known as Johnny One Time? So he told you that he'd never leave your heart astray. And he told you that he'd love you forever and a day. And I can hear him telling you that he's the shine and that's for kind. But did it tell you he's known as Johnny One Time? Oh, did he tell you that your heart would soon become another trinket on his bracelet of broken hearts? And did he tell you that the morning sun will find you catching up your shattered pride and searching for the missing parts? Did he tell you that that the morning sun will
winter tip. We're still in the bad weather season, so as you know, driving is dangerous. Look, if your car's going 20 miles an hour on dry concrete, it'll take 1 1/2 car lengths to stop. On packed snow, that increases to 4 1/2. On ice, to 11 car lengths. It gives you an idea of how many times more cautious you have to be when you're driving in winter weather. Now this from State Farm.
David Frost here for State Farm Mutual. From the results of a series of violent meetings, it appears that, like the English, Americans are well on the way to solving the problem of overcrowded highways. Unfortunately, we're all doing it by a process of elimination. A typical meeting goes something like this. One auto, sometimes driven by a person who maybe shouldn't even hold a driver's license, violently meets another auto. Sometimes one driver is eliminated, sometimes both. State Farm doesn't feel that this is the way to solve the American traffic problem. They feel that the National Highway Safety Bureau's 16-step safety plan is a far better way. That's why they're urging you to support it too. Because if the violent meetings go on like this, the problem might well become what to do with empty highways. And who's going to be left around to solve that one?
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go for Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street, yes. The rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life, to feel the powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet. Daddy, go, 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 go.
Daddy spread the gospel in Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge.
Blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
With the fire piper blowing, while the musket tail was blowing, all the cats were go-go-going
down below.
Daddy was a new sensation, got his own congregation.
Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy.
Swim, swim, swim to Daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. your wings and fly to your daddy. Take a dive and swim to your daddy. Hit the floor and drop to your daddy.
New one by Sammy Davis, Rhythm of Life, from the soundtrack of the motion picture Sweet Charity.
He loves me. He loves
me. He's sending you a Valentine candy and flowers arrangement through his nearby FTD florist.
He loves me.
Ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Here's Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington, looking to the future for the lucky commuter.
For the commuter who has everything, that is, stuffy, smelly train cars, bumper-to-bumper highways, or jam-packed buses and subways, how about something different? The experts say that by the year 2000, there should be express commuter service point-to-point on Earth by rocket. One plan tells of a trip to Paris from Cape Kennedy. You'll ride inside a luxurious cabin wearing your regular clothing, no spacesuits needed. The vehicle will be so well padded you'll hardly feel the launch. When it reaches Paris, the cabin will come to Earth softly beneath a series of parachutes. Total flight time, 38 minutes. An associate administrator of NASA, Dr. George Miller, foresees the day when no place on Earth will be more than an hour away from any other place. He tells of a trip from New York to Tokyo in 46 minutes in what he calls a space shuttle. Miller's shuttle is a bullet-shaped capsule that lifts off atop a booster, separates, then flies on by itself. Just before coming in for a landing, it sprouts wings and heads for an airport. But for the really ambitious space commuter, how about a trip to Venus or Mars? A recent feasibility study showed that a vehicle with room for 20 passengers could make it to Mars in 11 months, then 11 months to come back. The fare, about $35,000 round trip. Pan American, by the way, already has a wait list of 300 people who've signed up for the first flight to the moon, although Pan Am says it has no idea when they'll make that first flight. If a person on the list has died before the flight, incidentally, Pan Am says one of his children will be eligible to take his place. The list, by the way, is still open. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Ring around the world, close-ups of people and events. Tijuana Brass with Slick. In Finland, a new world's record. Pasi Pesonen, 18 years old, played the drums for a record time of 108 hours. When friends called at his home to congratulate him, he said, "Not?" All the news next. Morgan from Monitor back soon.
That's Elvis Presley, where it all began and where it's still happening big. He really tore it up on his TV special, and now there's a Victor album that makes it all happen for you again and again, song after song.
You're looking for trouble?
I'm all shook up.
Songs in all, including the great new Elvis hit, If I Can Dream.
While I can dream, feeling my dream.
Come into the world of Elvis Presley. Get Elvis, the new album with all the great music from his TV show. It's on RCA Records and RCA Stereo 8 cartridge tape.